Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Afternoon to you all on this chilly winter's afternoon. Well, here we are, midweek hump day, as they say. So for you, it's time to take 25. Put your feet up, relax, pour yourself a cuppa and join the conversation. You are listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM. That's going back a few decades, isn't it? That's Argent with Hold Your Head Up. Now, here we are sitting, as I say, a wee bit of a chilly afternoon. It is winter after all, so we probably shouldn't be complaining. So while there's all that exciting things in winter, sometimes we just really want to, I don't know, crawl away into a hole and hibernate, maybe head off to a spa. Now, that sounds just such an awesome idea, doesn't it? But I'm not quite sure I've got the money at the moment to head away to the spa, but that would just be awesome. Now, one thing, actually, I heard someone talking about the other day was those flotation baths. Now, I've never ever tried one of those. I'm not sure I'm that excited to try one of those. But it did make me think that sometimes, you know, in winter when you do just want to go and have a little time to yourself, that maybe you could go and stick and, you know, go and float in one of those flotation pods or baths or whatever they call them and just chill out. It's not like you can do anything in there. And some people swear by them. Others, see the load of rubbish. But as I understand, they're full of salt, so you float. A bit like the Dead Sea, I suppose. Shall I try that? That's probably quite expensive as well. But maybe I should actually find out and see whether that's a great way to chill over winter. I suppose the other thing is we could just like go and fly off. We could grab a seat and fly off to the islands somewhere and find that little bit of sun and warm ourselves up again. But it is interesting winter time, isn't it? It is that time where we all get a bit grumpy and, you know, get a bit fidgety. But we have to keep ourselves busy. But I suppose, you know, there's only so many hours of light in the day that you can keep yourself busy. So it's very easy to kind of sneak in at night and snuggle up and get quite lazy. And I suppose that's why we all put on a little bit of that winter fat, don't we? Because we just don't do as much exercise. But well, we're here in New Zealand, we're pretty lucky. We have light most of the day, even in the middle of winter. And when I think back to some of the Scandinavian countries, you know, where you maybe get 1 or 2 hours of light a day during that winter period. I remember being in Denmark many, many moons ago, and it was a real eye-opener, just having a little bit of light during the day. It was quite disconcerting, actually, when you do come from a country where at least most of the day is light, even if it's cloudy and dismal looking, it's still light. Now, for those people, if they can't afford to run away on a holiday to a nice sunny place, often they use fluorescent lights, don't they, is it fluorescent lights? Someone might have to correct me out there, but certainly under lights to get a little bit of light, and because otherwise they can very easily, as I understand, get quite depressed. And wouldn't you, though? You know, a couple of hours light during the day, I think that would be pretty depressing. So, thinking about this whole conversation, I think is pretty depressing, isn't it? Here we are meant to be cheering ourselves up in winter, and as I say, can we afford to go to the spa or take a flotation bath or even grab a seat? Maybe we should be saving. What is that, where that saying comes from, save for a rainy day? Well, I haven't done that, so I think what we're going to do for the rest of the program is we are just going to chill. We're going to take that 20 minutes out and we're just going to sit back and listen to a bit of music from the different eras around and just chill. So for you, put your feet up right now, sit back and just chill out for the next 20 minutes.
listening to Two Sugars, Conversations Over Coffee on 104.6 Planet FM.
Sure. you. No, 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 no. And your mom couldn't write this one without you, baby. No, no, no. And now I see your face drop, drop. Don't you not leave me alone. Now that I got my own, I see your face drop, drop. I told you not to count me out, 'cause you always try to fill me with doubt, saying that I look better if I was thinner. Don't you know you should have loved me for my inner.
Somebody sexy, tell them. driving through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Leho Foot. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Werewolves of London. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah, werewolves of London. Solon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Solon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw werewolves drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's.